And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 28th of March, 2012. It's the birthday of Nelson Algren, 1909, Detroit. He grew up in Chicago's immigrant neighborhoods, wrote his first story, So Help Me, during the Great Depression, while he was working at a gas station in Texas. Nelson Algren was caught stealing a typewriter, spent 5 months in jail, and after that his work was about the down and out, the loser, the reject. He became known as a writer of Chicago, Algren, who said, if a writer could write the truth about one Chicago street, that would be a good life's work. A Walk on the Wild Side, set in the world of pimps and prostitutes in New Orleans. It was in that book that Algren gave his famous three rules for life. Never play cards with a man called Doc. Never eat at a place called Mom's. Never sleep with a woman whose troubles are worse than your own. Nelson Algren said, a certain ruthlessness and a sense of alienation from society is as essential to creative writing as it is to armed robbery. It's the birthday of Mario Vargas Llosa, born in Arequipa in southern Peru, 1936, went to a military academy in Lima, which he hated and which inspired his first novel, The Time of the Hero. He ran for the presidency of Peru in 1990 against Alberto Fujimori. He lost. Llosa subsequently renounced politics. He said literature and politics are mutually exclusive. A writer is someone who works alone, who needs total independence. A politician is someone who is totally dependent, who has to make all kinds of concessions, the very thing a writer can't do. His latest book, The Dream of the Celt, published in Spanish 2 years ago, English translation, will be published later this year. It's the birthday of Russell Banks, Newton, Massachusetts, 1940, whose latest novel is Lost Memory of Skin, inspired by an encampment of sex offenders living under a causeway near Banks's Miami high-rise apartment. It was on this day, 1941, Virginia Woolf committed suicide by drowning. A lively, witty, productive, creative person whose life was overshadowed by her death, wrote three of her best books in the space of just a few years in the 1920s, Mrs. Dalloway, To the Lighthouse, and Orlando. And it's the birthday of Iris Chang, born Princeton, New Jersey, 1968, a hard-working nonfiction writer, wrote books about the Nanking Massacre, the history of the Chinese in America, and the Bataan Death March, which was the book she was working on when she had a nervous breakdown, stopped taking her medications because they made her groggy, unable to work, and committed suicide not far from her home in San Jose, California, in 2004. Here's a poem for today by Faith Sheeran, Places I Have Heard the Ocean. In a cat's throat, in a shell I hold to my ear, though I'm told this is the sound of my own blood. I have heard the ocean in the city, cars against the beach of our street, or in the subway, waiting for a train that carries me like a current. In my bed, place of high and low tide, or in my daughter's skates, rolling over the sidewalk. Ocean in the trees when they fill their heads with wind. Ocean in the rise and fall, lungs of everyone I love. Places I Have Heard the Ocean by Faith Sheeran from Moving the Piano, published by Stephen F. Austin University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, celebrating 100 years of discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. Edited by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.